From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
I'm Robert Siegel, and we begin the hour with states and gun laws. Nearly 4 months after the attack on a Connecticut elementary school, a flurry of new gun legislation has been written, much of it at the state level. In a few minutes, we'll hear how that's playing out across the country.
But first, this specific example, Oregon. Lawmakers there plan a marathon public hearing tomorrow on four bills. They include a ban on guns in schools and criminal background checks for private gun sales. Here's Chris Lehman of the Northwest News Network.
Just days before the massacre at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Connecticut last December, Oregon had a high-profile shooting of its own. A gunman opened fire in a crowded shopping mall in a Portland suburb, killing two and injuring one before turning the gun on himself. In the wake of the twin tragedies, some Oregon lawmakers proposed a slate of gun bills.
No letter written by a pen can take away from free people what God has given.
And that led to public rallies at the Oregon Capitol this year.
They might as well try to regulate our souls. They have no control.
This one in February drew more than 1,000 people. Among those who attended the rally was Virgil Negru. Afterward, he toured the Capitol building with a hunting rifle slung over his shoulder and a handgun at his side.
I like firearms, and I don't think they should be used to kill people like lately happening, but we do have the right to bear arms.
It's perfectly legal to openly carry a gun in the state capitol in Oregon if you have a concealed handgun license, but while no incidents were reported, the sight of people walking the marble hallways with semi-automatic weapons rattled some lawmakers. That led to a proposed ban on openly carrying weapons in the state capitol. Another measure would ban guns from school grounds. A third would require more training for people who want a concealed carry permit. The fourth would require criminal background checks for private gun sales.
Obviously, I'd like us to be bolder.
Democratic State Senator Jenny Burdick is a longtime advocate of stricter gun laws. She hoped the December shootings would finally galvanize public opinion in favor of banning high-powered rifles and large-capacity magazines.
Of course, I would prefer to ban them in Oregon because I think we need to take a stand that the kinds of mass shootings we've been seeing and the weapons of war on our street are unacceptable.
They're all desperate attempts to do something while not actually addressing any real problem.
Kevin Sterrett is head of the Oregon Firearms Federation. The group calls itself Oregon's only no-compromise gun lobby and has been able to defeat gun control bills in the past. Sterrett says the proposed measures are an attempt to exploit the shopping mall and elementary school shootings.
Obviously, people who commit crimes with guns are not going to subject themselves to the background check. So who is it having any impact on? It's having an impact on the people who are willing to obey the law, who wouldn't do anything bad in the first place.
The lawmaker who scheduled tomorrow's hearings in Oregon is Judiciary Committee Chair Democrat Floyd Przanski. He says he wouldn't mind even stricter gun laws, but he thinks those laws would be better addressed by federal legislation.
I don't find it at this point where a state is going to be able to insulate itself away from the troubles and the harms when you can actually go to an adjacent state and buy the same equipment.
After tomorrow's hearing in the Judiciary Committee, the panel will vote next week. If they pass, the measures could reach both the State House and the Senate by the end of the month. For NPR News, I'm Chris Lehman in Salem, Oregon.